Hallelujah. Well, good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Bible Storyland. We are so grateful you joined us this morning. We are grateful to the Most High God for waking us up, calling us, to be His very elect children. We are grateful this morning. Thank you for joining us. Oh, God, I thank you that we're called in Christ. We have redemption in Christ. We reign by Christ. We are alive unto God through Christ. We have eternal life through Christ. In the name of Jesus, we are joint heirs of Christ. We are sanctified in Christ. Our body is a member of Christ. Oh God, we have victory through Christ. We are triumphant in Christ. We are new creatures in Christ. We are the righteousness of God in Christ. We have liberty in Christ.
Yes.
We are crucified in Christ. We have put on Christ. We are heirs of God through Christ.
Mighty God,
we have
mighty God.
Spiritual blessings in Christ. We have been chosen in Christ before the foundations of the earth that we should be and blame and without blame before Him. We have obtained an inheritance in Christ. We have been quickened with Christ. We are sitting
my
in heavenly places in Christ. We have been created in Christ unto good works. We have boldness and success in Christ. We rejoice in Christ. Press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ. Hallelujah. We can do all things through Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Who strengthens us. God supplies all of our needs through Christ. Christ in us is hope of glory. We are completed. We are dead with Christ. We are risen with Christ. Our lives are hidden in Christ, with Christ in Christ. Christ is our lives. We have the mind of Christ. We are a partaker of Christ. We are preserved in Christ. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning, Lord, for what you're doing, what you're going to do. Lift up America, our great nation this morning.
One nation
on God. Forgive us for every lie that we told. Forgive us, lying spirits in America. Oh, God, create America. That clean heart. In the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning for what you've done. What you're going to do, we bless your holy name. We praise you this morning. Oh, we come to Lord God. Oh, God, we ask you, Lord, to visit every city, every state in America. In the name of Jesus, visit every city, every state in America.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, we invite you back into our homes in America. Come in our homes. In the name of Jesus. Come in, oh, God, and sup with us in our homes. Come in our neighborhood. Oh, God, clean up every neighborhood in America. Clean up the families, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Clean up the fathers. Clean up the mothers. Draw us all back to you. Draw the mothers, the fathers, the children back to you, the grandparents, the aunts, the uncles, the cousins back to you, oh God. The mighty. Oh, we thank you today for what you're doing, what you're going to do. We bless your holy name. We praise you, Almighty God. Ain't no God great like you. We praise your name this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that we can say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy mighty name, your righteous name. You are King, you are Lord, mighty great like you. You are magnificent, Father. You are grandiose, oh God. Be thy, of course, Shibiridiyaka, glorified in the heavens, glorified in the earth. You are the only and living Father. Oh, we bless your name today. We bless your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. We give glory, praise, and thanksgiving for what you've done. We bless you today. We honor you today. We thank you for Bible Holy Land. Oh, God, we bless you. What are you doing? Oh, God, have your way in us. In the name of Jesus, have your way in us. Oh, Lord, surrender all in the name of Jesus. Lord, visit every school in these United States of America, or as our children are about ready to go back to return to school. In the mighty name of Jesus, visit every school in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, visit the schools, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Bring righteousness in the schools. Let our children be safe and protected under the shadow of your almighty wings. Our children, oh God, need your guidance. Our children need direction. Our children, Lord God, need to be taught, oh God, that, oh, to obey their fathers, to obey their mothers, honor their fathers and their mothers, that their days might be long upon the land. Lord, they're not learning that at home anymore. They're not learning that in the church anymore. So, Father, we ask you to find people who will teach the children to be obedient to their parents and those who have rule and authority over them. We thank you today for what you're doing. Oh, God, we thank you for visiting our schools, even dispatching holy angels of protection. We invite you in every classroom. Oh, God, we invite you in the neighborhoods where our schools are. We decree and declare no more bomb threats. Moko Shabadiyaka. We thank you for the intercessors that you have assigned to every school in America to pray, oh God, prayers to get ready answers, to pray protection around our children, protection around the school board, protection around, oh God, the faculty and staff, protection around the children. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we're so grateful this morning that we can say, Abba, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Oh, God, thank you, oh, God, for what you've done already. Thank you, oh, God, for what you're about to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, dear God. Thank you, dear Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh, holy God, righteous Lord, what a great God you are. What a holy God you are. What a mighty, 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 mighty God you are. Well, we are grateful that you joined us on Bible Storyland this morning. We are thankful to the Most High. Oh, yes. We are thankful that the Most High know our name. He know everything concerning us in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Thank you this morning. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we bless your name this morning. Oh, be high and lifted up, our King. We bless your name. We honor you. You are the King of glory. You are the King of glory. And, Lord, we love your word. Your word is so great. We're so grateful for your word that you left for us, oh God. Oh God, you could have dropped us on the earth and left us. But because you are God Almighty and you love us, you care about us, you're concerned about us, you gave us your word as direction and guide. So, Father, your word says in Colossians 3:12-15, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let there be peace of God. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you also were called in one body. And be thankful. Hallelujah. Be glorified, Almighty. Be glorified. We thank you for your word, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we are thankful for those of you who came on by the Storyland. We give you, we give thanks for each of you. Well, we have my son on this morning, Prophet Dalton, and I'm going to ask him, this is Family Day, I'm going to ask him to pray for families this morning. Good morning, Prophet Dalton.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody.
Good morning. He's from Atlanta, Georgia, and I thank God for him being a part of my life. Mighty man of God, if you could pray for the families throughout the world.
Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for families all over the world. We want to especially lift up the families of the New Orleans area right now at the coast that's being battered with the storm. Father, keep them safe from harm's way. Bless them, Father God. Cover them with your umbrella of protection. Let there not be any death in the name of Jesus. Spare New Orleans from any evil winds, Lord, and flooding in the name of Jesus. Let there not be another Katrina situation, Father God. Let that storm recede and go back where it came from, Lord. And let your peace reign in that region. We place all the families worldwide in America, North and South, Africa, Asia, Europe, Antarctica, Australia, all over the world. Bless our families. Keep our families together, Lord. Let your anointing flow through our families. Let your healing flow through the families, Father God. Manifest your power and your glory in our families and through our families, Father God. I speak life, abundant life, upon each and every family. And I bless every family represented on this radio show this morning. Let your Holy Spirit dwell in us and touch us in a special way today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We sing praises to your name, oh Lord. We sing praises to your holy name, for your name is great and worthy to be praised. We sing praises to your name, oh Lord. We sing praises to your holy name, for your name alone is worthy to be praised. We sing praises to your name, oh Lord. We sing praises to your holy name, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord this morning. We thank the Lord this morning for Bible Storyland. We thank the Lord for what you're doing and what you're going to do on Bible Storyland. We bless the name of the Lord this morning. Well, we're grateful we have Jackie on with us this morning. Jackie Travis, traveling woman. She is now back in Jacksonville, Florida, I do believe. And we are thankful for her. So, Jackie, good morning. How are you this morning? Jackie, are you on? All right. She may be busy this morning with people. She takes care of senior citizens. That's her ministry. So she may be really busy this morning. We thank God for her. She'll be back on shortly. So we are thanking God for her this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you this morning for what you're doing, what you're going to do. Oh, Lord, we just praise your name. We honor your name. Hallelujah. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. And we are grateful to you that you are our strength. You are our strength, oh God. God, because without him we can do nothing. Without our God we can do nothing. We stand in his holy presence. We give him all praise and thanksgiving. It's family day. God is concerned about your family. God is concerned about all the families of the world. And we are thanking the Lord this morning for what he's going to do. Oh, we're praising his name because he's done great things in all of us. He's done great things in every family in the world. First of all, he allows us every day to wake up, and we are grateful to him that we can wake up every day. We are grateful to him that we can call on his mighty name. We are grateful to him that we can say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven. We are so grateful to you, O Most High. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So we are grateful to you, O Most High, that we can call on your mighty name, your holy name. We're grateful for every family. Lord, families are going through. We got people living on the street. Families, whole families, fathers and mothers and children. See them pushing those strollers out there in the streets. I'm talking about America. I'm not talking about in one of these other countries. I'm talking about America. God is concerned about every country. But we are calling on the name of the Lord to come into America, to rule and reign in our households. We need him in our families. We have family members that are not saved, and we need the Lord. We need the Lord to intervene on behalf of us and our families. Like Prophet Dalton said, you know, there's a hurricane in New Orleans. They're having rains. Here in Florida, we've had great rains, rainstorms. But thank God he's preserving us. He's keeping us. It's nobody like our God. So we thank him this morning for everything that he's done, even the things that he's about to do. He's a great father now. Our God is a great father. And we are thankful for him. We are thankful that he's blessing us with peace of mind. You know, there are people who got peace around them, but their mind is all messed up. So we are thanking God for those people who have peace of mind on a daily basis. We are thankful to God, you know, because without him, we are nothing, and we can't even move. We're grateful that God knows our name. He knows our name.
Continue to praise the Lord. He's worthy to be praised. He's a wonderful God, a mighty God. And he knows everyone in here and what you came in here with. And he's here for you.
God walks with us. He talks with us. He tells us that we belong to him. We're his own. He blew his very breath into us, and we are living today. Well, let's see if Jackie's on yet. Jackie, are you on yet? All right. She may be busy with the senior citizens. We are grateful for each of you this morning. We are thankful for the Word of God. You know, the Word of God is holy. The Word of God is true. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. Today, the Word of God will be ministered from a man of God from Beaufort, Georgia. His name is Bishop Michael Patterson. He has an international ministry in which he has traveled and served in Ghana, Nigeria, South Africa, South Sudan. He's a man on a mission, got a missionary calling. He's traveled in many countries. He received distinguished awards such as honorary citizenship to the city of Baltimore. He got the key to the city of Owensburg, Kentucky. And we are thankful he has served an award by the Commonwealth Virginia Service Award by the NAACP in Hampton, Virginia, presented by Martin Luther King III. He's a great man of God, and we are honored to have him this morning to be our speaker on Bible Storyland. He's originally from Guyana, so we thank God for him. Good morning, Bishop Patterson.
Good morning. Good morning, my sisters.
All right. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm all fired up, always excited to be able to participate in this program and the ministry that you have consistently shared with thousands of people. It's a delight to be here.
Amen. Well, let God have his way. We're ready for the word this morning.
Okay, you're ready for the word. So here we go. And it is my understanding that today is being celebrated on this program as Family Day. And as I was tasked with ministering on this program on Family Day, I reflect on the fact that the families of the earth have great crisis. There is so much pain all over America and the nations of the world. No one seems to have escaped it. No one can elevate themselves to a place of faultlessness, to a place of perfection. We are struggling. We are in distress as a human family. Wars, rumors of wars, conflicts of all kind in communities, in the political realm, even the churches have segregated and split in so many ways. Yet still the Lord our God is one, and he is our source. My whole understanding, as I was raised up as a child, about the solution to this tragedy that is unfolded throughout the ages on the earth, goes back to the source of the problem. And so my focus today is going to take off on the first family, the very first family. I know there are many people who are so proud because they are from this family and that family and the other family. But, you know, when you begin to do that, you're being short-sighted because we all came from the first family that God created. And if we lay that aside and we seem to glory because of some semblance of significance in a part of the family tree, it's not the whole story. It goes beyond your family tree, as you call it. It goes beyond your ethnicity, as you may call it, red or yellow, black or white. We emerged by the will of God, by the creation of God. Let me read just a brief passage here that I have in Genesis chapter 1, And verse 26, it says, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Let's pause there and then go back a little. In verse number one, it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. That's where the earth came from. Without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day. And the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. That's the beginning of it all. That's where we came from. And if we are going to have a resolution to our pain and crisis, we've got to rediscover what it is that went wrong. How are we thus afflicted? How are we in these present circumstances of disease and turmoil? We've got to rediscover that. How did we get here? What has shaped our behavior and attitude that has made the human family so nefarious and dangerous? Actually, the most dangerous creatures on the earth are not the lions, not the tigers, not the alligators. It's not the snakes. The most dangerous creatures on the earth, human beings. We are destroying the world. We are destroying each other. Not made to be that way. Not made to be that way. The first family is the key to how this developed. And so we must take a review of that and begin to rediscover how we need to conduct our lives. To walk in the ways of God, that we may obtain the meaning and the beauty of life. So let's go to that beginning. The first family, Adam and Eve, they were created by God. We did not make us. I did not make me. You did not make yourselves. And one of the most silly things that has happened in the human family is this: racism. Conflicts around the world. Why? Because others begin to think of themselves as superior, better than the other. It's the lowest level of intellect. It's the lowest level of thought. When you begin to attack somebody because they're red or yellow or black or white, stop. You did not make yourself who you are. Whoever is listening to me now, I say to you and your family, you did not make you. You did not make your family. You did not make yourself white. You did not make yourself black. You did not make yourself of any ethnicity. You awoke and you found yourself wherever you were placed by the Creator. So what does that say? Why must I beat upon you because of something you have nothing to do with? In reality, when you are attacking humanity because they are different than you in terms of color and ethnicity, you are beating up on the one that did it. And the one that did it is our Creator. That's the mistake that the world has gone into. But let's look at it a little more closely. God is the Creator of all mankind. I didn't do this to me. I woke up with this gift of life, this beautiful gift, and it came from my Creator. And when God created the first family, he gave the first family a beautiful planet. First of all, when God saw the earth, it was without form. It was void. Darkness was everywhere. Let there be light. He beautified the earth. Before man was made, before the first family was made, God cleansed the earth, lit up the earth, beautified the earth. All of the wonders were created before man was placed on the earth. God fixed up the earth with the trees and the flowers and the birds and the bees and the lakes and the streams and the mountains and the wonders that are upon the earth before he made the first family. And when Adam opened his eyes, God said, it's yours. God gave Adam and Eve dominion over all the works of his hand. We don't own the earth, but we were given authority and dominion over the earth because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and the world and they that dwell therein. We are all the creation of God. Mind how you treat the creation of God. Those of you that are listening to me, we are in intense conflict right now with all of the shifting of humanity around the globe. People are running for safety. They're running for a haven. Families are being separated. Families are being destroyed. May God help us that we do not be the perpetrators of such a heinous behavior. May we be healers. May we be those who will restore and bring together families in love and let them rise up to glorify God because we are instruments in the hands of God. This is something for you to note. God created the entire earth, and then he made Adam and Eve, and he placed them in the earth, and he said, take it, it's yours. I like this part of it. And that part of it that I like is, Adam and Eve did not ask for anything. They did not deserve anything. They did not work for anything. They did not pray for anything. The whole world was fixed up in beauty. And then came Adam and Eve. And God said, just run it. Take care of it. Have dominion over it. So they did not work to obtain. They were to work to maintain. They were to take care of the beauty of the earth. Today it is backward. Reason why? Because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. What has ended up happening, when sin came into the world, God said, by the sweat of your brow you shall eat bread. It was not so from the beginning. It was all there, free of charge. Just take care of it. Enjoy yourselves. Beautify, work with what I have already done. But now, a world that has been damaged by sin, invaded by evil, is creating a crisis after crisis. And we must now discover how the family must get out of this. The Bible tells us also that when God placed man, he did not give any limits. Just think of it. The first family was in charge of the entire real estate of the earth, the mountains, the gold, the diamond, everything that is in. But it's not off limits. God does not have a problem with your prosperity or your abundance. But what God has a problem with is, what are you doing with it? Do you use it to oppress others? Do you use it to create wars? Do you use it to exploit, extort, or to extort? What are you using all of this for? Now the Bible shows us, God said, do not touch this tree. You've got everything, but don't touch that. What is this thing about people, about humanity? It doesn't matter what you seem to get, you're always wanting more and more. You got a billion, you want another billion. You've got 10 billion, you still want more at the expense of others. People become expendable. Humanity become poised to play with. They are just incidental in your way. And so we treat them as just collateral. And so if they die in our pursuit of greatness and domination of the world, it doesn't matter. It's a matter of mathematics. It's a matter of logic. that we see that is so twisted and jaded. The family of earth is in trouble, and it began from the very root cause. We had it all, and we lost it. And the reason why the family got into the situation is because of disobedience. We can reverse this. Listen to me, O family of man. Listen to the word of God. This is where our problems began. The first family listened to a lie, and then the first family disobeyed God, and they were demoted, and the first family had the first murder. That's how dramatic the unfolding of evil came upon the human race. There are doors that we must never open. And those doors are opened by sin and disobedience and rebellion. And there are forces waiting to rush into your family, rush into your life, and break you apart. Yes, seems like overnight, the wonder and the glory of the Garden of Eden and the control of the entire earth, it was all of a sudden shut down. It began to be shut down. God removed them out of that seat of power, took them out of the garden. And now God said, by the sweat of your brow, you shall eat bread. You've got to work. You're going to sweat. You're going to have problems. We all are going to do that. And we're never going to get rid of that until there is restoration of all things. Thank God there is restoration. Thank God there is renewal. Thank God there is hope. The Bible says, as in Adam, all die, but in Jesus Christ, the last Adam, shall all be made alive. There is hope. This is not a message of gloom and doom and hopelessness. It's a message describing how we got there. We listened to a lie, and we disobeyed the truth of God. That's what Adam and Eve did. And so now, family of earth, we're all the same family. We all are tied up in the same problem that has infected the whole human race. It's a disease. Sin is a disease. Hatred is a disease. Make no mistake about it. None of us are free until we come to the foot of the cross and we ask God for forgiveness and to allow His Holy Spirit to purge and cleanse us and let His word find a place within us. His word begin to be our guide, the light in our pathway. The standard of excellence is not based on trickery, dominance, and the acquisition of things. It's based on the love of God flowing through us to all mankind. So now, what happened to the first family is passed upon all of us. It's in the DNA of humanity. I know there are those who like to look at others and say, man, those are bad people over there. We're all bad people. We all have the same infection to a greater or lesser degree based on how we deal with this infection of sin. And the way to deal with it, oh, family, 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 get back to the first family and see clearly how this was broken and restore it by coming to Christ. Coming to the last Adam, coming to the Redeemer. God did not allow us to fall into disrepair. God did not allow us to fall into sin and turn away from us. Jesus was the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. That means God built in a redundancy system. After He made Adam and gave him all the things of the world, He placed the redundancy system. The Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. There was perfection. There was beauty. Everything was all right. Adam was made sinless. Eve was made sinless. They were beautiful. No problems. But there was a redundancy system. Because God gave man the freedom to choose, there lay the peril. What will he choose? And the record is there. The choice is what has created the problems that we find ourselves in. Let me move right along quickly. So now we see the first family. had the first murder. Wait a minute. Is it that far back that this disruption in the family took place? When we look at the human family and we see all of the murders and shooting and death and destruction, it was so from the very moment that the first family stepped away from the will of God. And it all happened because they listened to a lie and they acted out in disobedience to that lie. And they took what God said, leave alone. You have enough on everything. Godliness with contentment is great gain. Sin has its consequences and it's entrenched in the human DNA. We must resist the devil to let him flee. We must be cleansed of our sin. Oh, families that are listening to me right now, let us learn the lesson from Adam and Eve and then look to Christ, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. He can complete our deliverance, our redemption. So today, I say to you, as families listening, no hope outside of God's reach for us. It is He that made us. He will fix us. It is He that has made a way. In spite of our sins, He is consistently every single day expressing love to you and me and everyone right now. For the Bible says the rain falls on the just and the unjust alike. He's loving us. He's loving us. He's loving us. And He's wanting us to hear His voice. Hear His voice. And to be restored. Be restored. Will you? Will you listen to Him? Or will you go in your own way, believing that you've got the answer? You're not the answer. You don't have the answer. The answer remains in God's plan and God's will for humanity. Nothing will suffice. You did not make this situation, the circumstance we find ourselves in. You did not make the creation. Let's get back to the Creator. Let's get back to the one who holds the patent to all of creation and cry unto Him to fix us and to fix it. Well, my time is slipping away. Sister Gantling, I want to thank you.
You have a little bit more time if you need it, about 5 or 10 more minutes. You got it.
Oh, good. Very good. Very good. I'm always trying to be very conscious because I'm a long-winded speaker from time to time. I began my ministry in 1961, and it has taken me across the world to many, many nations proclaiming this message, this fundamental message. Christ still is the answer. So your problem did not begin with you. Your problem began before you came here. Your difficulty did not begin when you were in high school. Your difficulty did not begin when you got to college and you start dabbling with dope. Your problem did not begin there. Your problem began before you came into this world, for we were all born in sin and shapen in iniquity. So that's the whole story. It began before we came here, and it behooves us, now that we're here, to discover our origin and why we have these propensities and tendencies to do these things. It's in the DNA. It doesn't matter who you are, red, yellow, black, or white. It doesn't matter whether you're educated or uneducated. We're all dogged. We're all just followed by this bondage and by this evil, but it has been broken at Calvary. It has been broken at the cross. He paid the price for our redemption. He paid the price for our deliverance. He paid the price for our restoration. He made a way where there was no way. He turned the lights on where there was darkness. He reached His hand down and He feeds those that are hungry and heals those that are sick and delivers those that are bound. That's who He is. Look to Him. Turn to Him with all of your heart. That's what He requires of us. And God will hear the faintest cry. Families are reborn. And now we have a family that is being born in the earth not very visible or necessarily recognized by humanity, and it's called the family of God. And the family of God is birthed through the second, no, not the second, the last Adam, who is Jesus Christ our Lord. The new family, the family of God. The family of Adam includes everybody. Red, yellow, black, or white. I know we love this genealogy thing that we do right now. Everybody wants to go and get a DNA test. Check their genealogy and say, oh, you know, I came from Europe. I came from Italy. My DNA shows I came from Senegal. I came from South Africa. Or I came from Nigeria. And my DNA, you're stopping short. Whenever you use the DNA tests, you're always stopping short of the real story. And many people use those short stops to do mischief. All their DNA shows he came out of a tribe of the Yoruba in Nigeria. Oh, he was from Ghana. He was from the Ashanti in Ghana. Oh, he came there from China. Oh, he came. You've got it wrong. All the genealogists that are out there and they're doing DNA tracking to see where we came from, they are ill-informed. They got to go further back than that. So our interest should be, where did we really come from? Not China, not Africa, not Asia, not Australia. We came from the hand of God that molded Adam and formed and fashioned him and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life and gave him Eve and said, multiply and replenish the earth. That's where the DNA goes back to. Look, I know there are those who resent people because of their race and their ethnicity. And listen carefully to what the Word of God is telling us. Listen carefully to what your brother is saying to you. All of this white supremacy, all of this black power, all of this exalting of flesh is so, I want to be very kind with my words. It is the lowest level of intellect. For the simple reason why is that you're exalting the flesh. You're exalting the very thing that will die and be eaten by worms. Superiority because you're white? Superiority because you're black? Come on! Let's get real. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the strange thing about it, right now, there is a white man somewhere that's got many, many millions of dollars that's laying up in bed, and he needs a kidney. He's not going to look for a white kidney. Any kidney. Give me any kidney. You could get that kidney right out of the ghetto from black men that have been shot to death because of ignorance. He'll take that and put that in him. When we did determined to make an analysis of people based on their race, it's crazy. It's the stupidest thing that I've ever observed in my life going on. What is this? The family of man, we're all tied into the same problem, the same disease. It's an infection that has the whole human race. And that infection began with a lie. It's something that it's a delusion. It makes us think what is wrong and exalts a wrong, and then we glory in folly. Woe unto those that think that way. You think good is evil and evil is good. That's what happened to Adam and Eve. They thought it was better than what God said. Let's eat of this fruit. Let's do that. I've got a better idea because the serpent said it. Their voices in people's heads that are speaking to them right now. That's why they run into Mother Emmanuel Church there in Charleston, South Carolina. And the young man that did it said, I nearly did not do it because they were so nice to me. So why did you kill those people in the church? You're motivated by white racism and supremacy. And you said, I went there and had no reason. I went there and I nearly didn't do it because they were nice to me. So these were not bad people bothering you. These were nice people, kind to you, but you killed them. The madness the insanity of sin. Sin will warp and destroy your perspective. All have sinned, and the specter of sin and the darkness of evil hovers over every human being. We must resist the devil. We must embrace the purity of God's revelation to us. We must glorify God. And one way for sure that I can love God and glorify God is by demonstrating my love to those that I see, as God's word said. God's word said clearly, how could you say you love God and you don't love whom you have not seen? And you don't love your brother, you hate your brother whom you're seeing. That's a major message in that. How people could celebrate what they don't see and what is right before their very eyes they kill. And they bludgeon. And they exclude. And they punish. And they oppress. And they're seeing them, the creation of God. They will scheme and oppress. They will scheme and resist. And they'll praise those things that are invisible and exalt it. And God said, you're out of it. You're lying. You don't love me. Show me that you love me by the way you treat those that I have created. The least of these. The least of these. You claim you love the family of God. Show your love by going to the least, the least, the least. And Jesus said, when you do it to the least, I take it personally. It's me you've done it to. Be careful how we're treating all these strangers running to our borders. The earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, and the world and they that dwell therein, they're God's creation. There is a story there. Preachers, wake up. Get back into your position as a prophetic instrument. Don't be a political tool that becomes callous, calculating, and wanting to dominate and rule the world, exploit humanity, and you think that's smart. You're superior by that. Stop it, and let's come back to the Lord our God and obey what God says, and it will be well with our souls. Now, I don't know what my time says, but I'm sure it's about now, and there's more to be said. So, the first family lost it. The second family is being developed, and that second family is the family of God. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, redemption, forgiveness of sin. This shall all men know, you are my disciples, you have loved one for the other. Let's release that disposition and that philosophy to life in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Woo, that was a powerful word. The family of the earth, Adam's family, and the family of God, the family that we are part of, the kingdom family. Got two families. But the family that we're going to be saved into is the one that Jesus brought. You know, he came and brought, he said, I'm telling you about a new way. So I thank God, man of God, Bishop, that was an awesome, powerful word.
Thank you.
About the first family and all that they did and how sin came in. And we have not, the only way we can escape sin is through Jesus Christ. So I thank God. That was an awesome word. He said, we got to resist the devil. Yeah, God is no respecter of persons. He loves us all. No matter what country we're from, what continent, what color we are, he loves us all. So we got to embrace Christ's message that he gave. And God commanded us. He didn't say if you want to. He said, I command you to
love me.
Mm-hmm. I command you. Love me with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength. Now listen,
hallelujah.
The second one, the second commandment is like that one. Love each other like you love yourself. Did you hear, Bishop? Say, listen. Said, listen. Let me tell you this right now. You know, if you say you love God, but you don't love, you know, other nationalities, you don't love me, you're lying. That's what the word of God says.
Lying spirits, lying spirits.
So I thank God for the word this morning. Oh, my God. So, you know, Father, we repent on Bible Storyland for every way we're out of order with you.
Oh, Lord.
We ask forgiveness, Lord, where we have not loved you with all of our heart, soul, and strength. And Lord, we thank you for Bishop. We thank you for this mighty man of God in the name of Jesus, who brought forth your word, who spoke your word in truth, O God, and in love. Father, we wait patiently upon you. O God, your word, I waited patiently upon the Lord. He inclined unto me. He brought me out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. He established my going with a new song, even praise unto my God. Many gonna see the change in our lives, and they're gonna change because they said, oh my God, if Sister G can change, if she can stop her sinful ways, I know I can too, through the help and the grace of the Almighty. So thank you for that message, Bishop. We appreciate you. Oh, my God, what a word, what a word. We needed that word. We needed that word this morning. We are grateful for that word. Well, we have with us a mighty woman of God from Applin, Georgia. She is 97 years young, been on the battlefield
Hallelujah.
A long time. Mother Ludell from Applin, Georgia. Good morning, Mother Ludell.
Good morning, everybody. Oh, good morning.
Good morning. She's been fighting a little something, but that's okay. God has got her still on the battlefield. And she's going to sing a song of praise this morning to us, for us, to the Almighty. Hallelujah. What you going to sing, Mother?
Let the light shine on me.
All right.
Shine on me, O Lord. Shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Well, shine on me, O Lord. Shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know yet. Of all, it's the light of forgiveness and that what we all supposed to do is forgive. So, not thank you. I'm sorry about my hostess, but it was nothing I could do about it.
All right, Mother, that was an awesome song. We love it. You sounded awesome.
Hallelujah.
Light from the lighthouse shine on us. It ain't Jacksonville power and light. It ain't Georgia power and light. It ain't California power and light. It's the light of God that's got to shine on us. So we thank God for you coming on this morning. We know you pressed your way, and we appreciate you, Mother.
I did.
I'm going to ask Prophet Dalton if he could pray for Mother Ludell. Prophet Dalton, please pray for Mother Ludell this morning.
Please.
Father, in the name of Jesus, bring Mother Ludell before you. 97 years young. Keep getting younger and younger every day. Mother, bless her. Thank you for the beautiful voice and the beautiful song that you filled her heart with. Father, accept our thanks, Lord. We thank you for strengthening her. Thank you. For the power of your Holy Spirit within her. Thank you for her family. Father, accept our thanks, Lord. Continue to use her for your glory, even at this age, Father God. Shine your light of mercy on her, Father God. Everywhere that she goes on all four corners of this earth, let her find that light of mercy, grace, love, and abundant joy. Touch her and strengthen her right now, Father God. I speak to their body right now. I lose strength from the throne of God upon you right now. Strength, strength, strength. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Shanda rapuropoko shanda ya krababa shando yokuropoko shanda. Healing flow into that body right now. No more joint pains in the name of Jesus. Father, continue to strengthen her. Bless her family. Bless her children and her children's children. For church. For pastors. Bless them, Lord. Let all her prayers and supplication be answered in this season. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Amen. We love you, Mother Ludell. We love you so much. You are a blessing in all of our lives. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. What a powerful song you sang. The light from the lighthouse. God, shine on us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, you know, we have Jackie on here with us this morning, but before Jackie comes on to sing, we say salvation. This is important. Salvation. You know, I don't know about you, but I got family members that's not saved. Salvation is a free gift from God to mankind. With that gift comes responsibility. The Bible says pure religion, undefiled before God, James 1:27, is to visit the fathers, the widows in their affliction, and to keep ourselves unspotted from this world. So we got to also study to show ourselves approved workmen unto God, need not be ashamed. We got to obey him in all things, and then we got to go and spread the good news of the gospel to the whole world. We got to tell everybody we see, do you know Jesus? Jesus is Lord. Do you know Jesus? Have you been saved? We got to spread the good news. And then once we're saved, oh, no, backsliding is a sin. We can't relax into our errors, into our bad ways. The Word of God says in Matthew 26:41, watch and pray so that we will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Hosea 11:7 says, and my are bent to backsliding from me. Though they call them to the Most High, none would exalt him. We got to repent and turn back to God. Jeremiah 3:22 says, return, faithless people. I will cure you of backsliding. Yes, we will come to you, for you are the Lord our God. All right, we got Jackie on here this morning. I want to know, is anybody on here not saved? We got ministers on here to lead us and to lead you in the plan of salvation. All right, anybody backslidden? All right, well, you know, the Bible says who can know their errors. So, Father, we repent of every error, every presumptuous sin, and we ask you to forgive us for errors, for sins, transgressions against you. All right, Jackie was on here, but her phone hung up again, so she must be really busy. So it's prayer time on Bible Storyland. We thank God for the righteous availeth much. We can get a lot accomplished through prayer, through bending the knee, through calling on the Father. So this morning, we have Yvonne on here with us this morning. Prophetess Yvonne, let me see. Hold on. Prophetess Yvonne is on here this morning. Let me look for her number. I saw it just a few minutes ago. All right. I know she was on here. Prophetess Yvonne. Press 1, Prophetess Yvonne. Let me see. We have her on here. She was on here a few minutes ago. I don't see her right now. But she may come back on shortly. But anyway, we're going to be praying for the people of God this morning. All right, there's Jackie back again. Good morning, Jackie Travis. How you doing?
Good morning, Sister G and Bible Storyland. I was on earlier, but you couldn't hear me. I don't understand. The devil would get on. It was me and Mr. John and his wife. I guess they were going to try to help me sing, but, of course, they sleep now. But anyway, we've been praying for everybody in the storm, and she had said something that was very uplifting. She said, all these people talking about the storm and everything, have they ever thought to just pray on the TV? Just get on TV and just start praying. Instead, they talking about it, she said, they need to just thought about praying. That's what Miss Alberta said. I said, yeah, you're right, Miss Alberta. They should be on there publicly praying so people can know to reach out to the Lord and pray. But Aunt Elizabeth is on the phone. She hasn't been feeling well lately. Aunt Elizabeth, you still there? Aunt Elizabeth, can you hear me?
Hello?
She hasn't been. Aunt Elizabeth.
All right.
Well, she hasn't been feeling well. Can you pray for her? She's been in the hospital.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll pray for my cousin. You know, they're having a conference today. And all of my people in New Orleans. We have some friends in New Orleans. So pray for those people also. And pray for my daughter, Virginia. She's been sick. She had food poisoning. Yeah, there's so much going on. And but, yeah, I'm going to sing about what a mighty God we serve.
Okay, go right ahead.
We serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a holy God we serve. What a holy God we serve. The angels bow before him, and heaven and earth adore him. What a holy God we serve. We serve, we serve. What a mighty God we serve. We serve, we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a righteous God we serve. What a righteous God we serve. The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a righteous God we serve. What a gracious God we serve. What a gracious God. Heaven and the gracious God, down on my knees, I said, Lord, help me present what a mighty God we serve. Amen.
Amen. What wonderful, wonderful. I love that song. What a mighty God we serve.
Okay, Mr. John. Okay. You want to say?
All right, Jackie. Thank you so much.
Huh?
Father, I thank you for Jackie Travis, your daughter, who knows your name. We pray, Lord God, for her patience that she's with on a daily basis. The one she's with right now, the one she is with on a daily basis, we pray for their health, their strength, as they are aged men and women of God. We thank you for the ministry of helps that she has to the senior citizens. We ask you to bless Jackie like never before. Walk with Jackie, talk with her, be a lamp and a light to her pathway. Guide her daily on your path, oh God. Bless her family, her daughters, her two daughters. Bless her her husband and her grandbaby, Ava, in the name of Jesus. So we are so grateful. Hallelujah. All right, we're going to ask Gigi's on here as well. So we're going to ask her to be praying soon in just a few minutes. But we're going to need Prophet Dalton to pray for I'm going to ask Prophet Dalton if you can pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins. She sent me a text, and the Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church Women's Ministry, their first conference is today. It started at 8 o'clock. Won't be over till this afternoon. And she asked us to pray for Dr. Rosalind Atkins, who's going to be presenting. Pray for the Lexington Baptist Church and, you know, several other requests she had. But she said, please pray for Corrine Harbor, Deborah Jones, and Dr. Doris Richardson's family. Doris Richardson, the late Doris Richardson, her family. Pray for her family. So, Prophet Dalton, calling on you. Thank you so much.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we place your daughter before you, Pastor Donna Hawkins, and her husband, and the ministry, the church, and the conference. Everything that they're embarking on today, Father God, read your fire upon it, Lord. Show up with that cloud by day and the cloud of fire by night and the conference, Lord. Bring your revival fire into this conference. Let it glorify you. Let hearts be turned on to you, Father God. And place all the presenters before you, Father. Bless them, Father God. All that will be traveling to and fro, keep them safe from harm's way, Father. Shine your light of mercy upon them, Father God. Let everybody come away, going back home, having encountered you, Lord. Let lives be touched. Let lives be changed for the better. And let them take that holy fire with them into the marketplace, into their communities, into their homes. And let chains be broken off of the folks that are in bondage, that are in prison,
that are in the bondage of addiction and afflictions. You that raised Lazarus from the dead, resurrect the walking dead, Father God. Bless this ministry. We place our husband before you, Father. Continue to heal him. Continue to strengthen him, Lord. Use this family for your glory. Use this ministry for your glory, Lord. Bless everything that they lay their hands on. And let it be prosperous, Lord. Supernatural provision, Father God, provide for them, Lord. Make a way out of no way for them, Lord. And let this conference be wildly successful, way beyond what they expected. And let there be testimonies. Let people turn their hearts onto you and give their life unto you, Lord Jesus, as their Savior, as a result of encountering your love in this conference. May your name be glorified forever. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Prophet Dalton. Okay, we're taking prayer requests. We have Jack Travis down, Mother Fanny. We have Mother Ludell down. Any prayer requests, press 1. I know we have several people on the line with us today. Susan Parkins, who introduced me to Bishop Patterson, is on with us. Good morning, Susan. How are you?
Good morning. Praise the Lord. That was a wonderful message, which I knew it would be coming from him. It was a wonderful message. Thank you.
All right, you heard that, Bishop Patterson?
Yeah, I heard it. I heard it.
All right. So I thank God for Susan Parkins, who introduced me to Bishop Patterson. I thank God that we're all in the family of God. Susan, you have any prayer requests?
This is Sister G. This is Sister Gigi.
Okay.
I need a general prayer, please. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Susan, you have any special prayer requests this morning?
Always deliverance and family and financial needs and helping my siblings to find the Lord as well. That's
Alrighty.
Always my prayer. Thank you.
Thank you. All righty. Any more prayer requests this morning? Okay, Bishop Patterson, I'm going to ask you to pray for Jackie Travis this morning. I'm going to switch that. If you could pray for Susan Parkins this morning, Parsons, as for family prayer, family salvation, deliverance, and increase in finances. And then I'm going to call on you in a minute, Gigi. Okay, go ahead, Bishop.
Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity that you've given to all of us. Mighty God, you've said that we could come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain grace and mercy and favor from you. You've given us this wonderful opportunity to reach out to you, and you're listening. You're listening, and you've heard her pain. You've heard her cry. My sister Susan, oh Lord, in need personally for her family, and we stand in agreement with her that the manifestation of the power of God and the love and the light of God and the provision that can only come from you will show up. Let it be fully manifested. Let the light of God be delightful in her family, and let them recognize what you have done What a mighty God. What the Lord has done. We are agreeing in prayer, and you said if two or three shall agree as touching anything, it shall be done. And so we look forward to your response, O Lord God. You've been looking at this circumstance, and you have a plan in mind. And we're thanking you for the execution of that plan for my sister this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. All right, Sister Gigi, can you pray for Jackie Travis, her husband, her two daughters, Dave DeVette and Janae, and her grandbaby Ava, and the senior citizens that she worked with?
You mean for traveling Grace?
Can you pray for her two daughters?
Oh, okay.
Her grandbaby.
General.
And the senior citizens she worked with.
Amen. Amen.
Hi, Rael.
Father God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before your throne of grace at this very moment. We ask, O Lord, that you forgive our sins. That the blood of Jesus purge. Let the blood of Jesus purge our sins in the mighty name of Jesus. You are with us, come with a thankful heart before you, O Lord, and we open ourselves to you. And we bring Sister Jackie before you. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. We bring your servant before you. Oh, that whatever her heart desires, oh Lord, that you know everything about her, oh Lord. You know when she cries to you, oh Lord. And as Father God, he comes just to get together with her in prayer and our prayer combined in order to fall results, and we ask in the name of Jesus that you answer her heart desires right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we bring her children before you, O Lord, for direction. Lord God Almighty, we pray right now for your manifestation, that you, O Lord, you will present yourself, O Lord, as never before, and to do something marvelous in their lives. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, bless this family. Bless them going out. Bless them coming in. Bless them financially. Whatever they look for, oh Lord, bless them with excellent health. Bless them, oh Lord. Bless their heart. Refine them for you. Set them apart for you, Almighty God. Shine your glory upon them. My God. Touch them. Father, I pray for healing in every area in the life. Healing in every area. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you for what you're doing right now, what you're doing. We thank you. And our Father, I see that as you walk to the senior citizen, Father, right now, and your eyes, hallelujah, that you give and made my sister the knowledge and the understanding, wisdom, and the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And as she will come with words and of encouragement. Oh, Lique, yourself for your glory, Lord. Lique, piti, karakapa, kashiki, karakapa. In whatever she she comes and goes, there will be your glory. There will be, hallelujah, the strength that surpasses all understanding, the strength, the joy. Oh, like a use for your glory. Use her for your glory, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. You know, encourage her. Hallelujah, encourage her, Lord. Encourage her, encourage her. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We thank you for what you're doing right now in her life. And family, in the mighty name of Jesus, right? Amen, and amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. Well, we're almost finished in a few minutes. I'm going to ask Bishop Patterson to close us out. But I want to ask Prophet Dalton to pray for Gigi and Mother Fanny. Pray for Gigi and Mother Fanny.
Father, bless us to Gigi. Give her the desires of her heart, Father God. Everything that she's asked of you in this season, Father, provide for her. Give her answers, Lord. There are some pressing needs. That relates to family members and healing. Father, give her answers, Lord. Give her direction, Father God. Bless Mother Fanny. Heal her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Strengthen her, Father God. Add years unto years to her, Lord. Renew her strength like that of an eagle, Lord. Rabashandaya Purupoko Shendeyekirebirebabashando Rupoko Shanda. Surround her with love, Lord. No more loneliness and isolation. No more suffering silently. Yanda ropo koshanda yakrababashaya karapuropo poko shende yekrepeke shendo. We nail all those worries onto your cross right now. Lift her heavy burden off of her, Lord. Bless her children and children's children and her loved ones, Lord. Give her new songs to sing. New songs. Songs that will minister to her. That will uplift her mood and lead her straight to the throne of grace. Encounter you like never before. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Prophet Dalton. Someone.
Amen.
A 770. May I have your name? Hello, 770-630. You press 1.
Yes, this is Linda Travis.
Oh, hey, Linda, how are you? You want prayer this month? My precious cousin.
Yes, I was calling for prayer for the Lord family. They recently suffered a transition for my father-in-law, and my mother-in-law is having dementia, and she's suffering. And I'd just like to pray for the family because I know they're going through a terrible time of suffering. And even though my father-in-law is in a better place, I still would like to pray that they relish and see my pain with the beauty of him no longer being in pain and suffering. And I'd like to pray for my sister Sharon Thompson, who is going through some respiratory issues. And I just pray that she finds her voice and her faith to know that God heals all. And that she will be just fine, and just to give it to God, and God will heal everything.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Linda. Prophet Dalton,
thank
did you hear her request? Prophet Dalton, did you hear her request?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Could you pray for her, please?
No, I missed some of it. But Father, in the name of Jesus, we place your daughter before you right now. Father, bless her, Lord. She's beckoning upon you right now on behalf of family members, her in-laws. Father, meet them at their need, at the point of their need, Father God. Let healing flow into this family and extended family, Lord. This family will not scatter in the name of Jesus. That triple cord, Father God, use high, tighten it around this family, Lord. I come against all the onslaught and the attack from the enemy to try to sow chaos into this family. I command it to stop right now by the power in the blood of Jesus. By the power in the name above all names, Jesus Christ. Shandorupoko Shanda. Every knee of infirmity, every knee of chaos, every knee of division, bow right now in the name of Jesus. Every knee of sicknesses and illnesses, bow right now in the name of Jesus. Shandorupoko Shanda. Every knee of fear, bow right now in the name of Jesus. Every knee of poverty in this family, bow right now in the name of Jesus. Shandorupoko Shanda. Shine your light of mercy on my sister, Lord. All this heavy weight that she's carrying, juggling multiple things, Father God, it is not by might or by power. It is by your spirit, Lord. Send her helpers, heavenly helpers, Father God. Use your angels, and carry out these assignments, Lord, to carry this weight off of her shoulder, Lord. Increase her financially, Lord. She wants to hear your voice for herself, Lord. She wants to hear your voice, Lord. Show up and show out in such a way, for the rest of her life, she will speak of this encounter. And let it be so in this season. Touch her in a special way today, Lord. Let your fire revival invade this family, Lord. I speak life onto this family. I speak abundance. Peace be still in this family. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right, well, I see the Vons on with us this morning. Thank God for the Vons, They got a program coming up soon. Thank you all, Von family, for being on. Y'all want to say anything, Von family? All right, they may be on the road traveling, but thank God for them being on with us. Well, Bible Storyland will not air next Saturday as it will be the third Saturday, but we'll be back on July 27th. Look forward to hearing from each of you. And I thank God, you know, for the heavenly message that Jesus came to bring to the earth. Thank God for Bishop Patterson, who brought the word this morning, for Mother Ludell, who sang, and for those who prayed this morning. I thank God for Jackie Travis, who sang. I thank God for each one of you. I love all of you. And you already know God loves you more.
Yeah.
That's a great Father, a great God. So as we close out, but we're not closing from his presence, he's always going to be with us. Never will he leave us. Never will he forsake us. So we thank God for all of you. I love you. Bishop Patterson is going to pray a closing prayer for us today. And thank God for him and the message God gave him. All right, Bishop.
Yes, indeed. Lord, we are thanking you again and again and again. Every moment is a moment of thanksgiving. Forgive us, O Lord, for being unthankful too often. And then comes Thanksgiving Day once a year, and we remember to say thanks for something and forget a lot of things. But help us, O God, to be in that modality where every moment we live, we're saying thanks. Thanks for the breath you give to us. Thanks for being able to comprehend and to have food to eat and to be comforted in so many ways, for you daily load us with benefits according to your word. So much is happening for us this very moment and each and every day. So we say thanks, thanks, thanks. We glorify you, and we're asking, oh Lord God, that we will be that presence of light and love emanating from your throne through us and into our community, into our culture, into our families, into our world. Thanking you, Lord God. Just have your way today and give us continuous guidance, and may we recognize and discern your guidance and know your voice and be obedient to you. Thanks, Lord God, for this opportunity for me to have spoken on this program. It's Sister Gantling, and so we bless them and we bless their efforts, and we pray that this program will just expand and be more impacting and reach many, many more people. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Well, I love you.
Blessings
all.
Lord. Blessings, Lord.
On the 27th of July.
Amen. Have a good night.